Support for the homemade broadcast on Sunshine 96.7 FM WMTB comes from Truvy Salon and Spa in St. Petersburg. Located at 8908 4th Street North, Unit B, Truvy Salon and Spa offers hair care products and salon services by appointment only. Find out more about Truvy Salon and Spa at their website, TruvySalonAndSpa.com.
This is a homemade broadcast radio production.
I just wanted to chime in and say that I think you have some great views on everything. And I think you have some great opinions.
Oh, well, thanks.
Including what you're talking about right now. I think you are highly underrated. I think that you're doing a great job.
I agree, Karen. Believe me.
Rob Park, Central Avenue. We're all about the Sunshine City. RadioSaintPete.com.
RadioSaintPete.com presents the Homemade Broadcast.
Not a regular to this type of radio, here's a word of caution. You may find it explicit. You decide if Tampa Bay Radio is blaring out airwaves or shockwaves.
Okay, and are you ready for the show?
Yay, we're ready, Lucy. Please start.
And so I started.
I'm Bert Kreischer, and you're listening to the Homemade Broadcast.
Now, this is CBTS. Space vehicle pre-count operations will start on my mark at 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
Broadcast HMB Radio on RadioSaintPete.com, Sunshine 96.7 FM in downtown St. Petersburg. Welcome to the program. My name's Will. Ana will be joining me in just a second. I do thank you for tuning in. Got a good show this week. Fun one. They're all fun. Let's not kid ourselves here. We do a live stream on Wednesdays on YouTube, Ana and myself, and you should check it out because sometimes this show with this technology that we have, you know, the modern age of the internet that we've had for many years that I'm just finally utilizing now for whatever reason for this show, you know, it's a lot of visuals are being used now. So I would encourage you to check out HMB Radio on YouTube, subscribe to it, join us on Wednesday evenings live. You can interact with the show over there, and it's fun. You should do that, and I hope you do, and I hope I see you next week, Wednesday, around anywhere between 5 and 6. I'm trying to get Ana to lock down a time. Like, can we just get a time where it's time to live stream every consistently? But it varies. Sometimes it's 5, sometimes it's 5:15, oftentimes it's 5:36, so I don't know. But it's always a good time. I hope you'll join us. 813-693-2124 is the voice and text line. HMBradio.com is the website. Let's get to the show. Thank you. My name's Will. This is Ana. Hey, Ana.
Hi. How are you?
Oh, so good. So good.
That means you're doing horrible.
I'm a little tired.
Life sucks. Life sucks. Translation is life sucks.
No, it's not that bad. It's just a little tired. I had to do the morning show the past few days. So no sleep really at all to be seen. But, you know, I think this is the last day for a while. So getting back to normal. Half dreaded doing this today, but I always like to see you, Ana. And so that's the main reason I even do this podcast anymore is to hang out with you. It's the only time I get to. Well, welcome to the program. I just want to remind you there are some options if you want to contribute to this. We have a store that will be closed probably in about a month from now. So any merch that's up there right now will be limited edition. HMBRadio.com/store. You can purchase something if you're feeling generous and just want to pitch in. HMBRadio.com/donate. I'll give half of that money to Anna. If you do, and some of you have, and we appreciate that, you can always get in touch and leave a voicemail, 813-693-2124. Sign up for the email list at hmbradio.com, because who knows how long this YouTube channel will be up with things that we speak about. It's just a good thing to have, just in case. I'll email you twice a year. That's it, I swear, unless something really goes down. So, go do that and enjoy. Welcome to the program. Hello, Anna. I wanted to start out, you kind of caught me. And did you think you caught me looking at pornography?
No, I thought that's how you wanted to start the show. And I thought you wanted me to kind of see it to kind of get an idea of what you were going to start the show out with. But no, I could see it. It clearly wasn't porn. It would have been better if it was. It was just kind of like a hot girl. So I was like, oh, original. You know, if you were looking at, you know, little people or, you know, people with multiple limbs or something, that would have been a lot more interesting. So, no, I didn't really think much of it.
I do have a video I found in my phone of an old coworker of ours who was stealthily looking at pornography.
Oh, I know who it is.
Yeah, online. I found it in my phone way back in the archives, so that's something that...
I was actually looking at that person's Facebook today.
Oh.
Just seeing what they're up to, seeing how the family's doing and whatnot.
Anything good?
Nope.
Yeah, I figured. That's too bad. I wanted to start out. I had this video up. So, Anna, Listen, I'm not claiming that I'm a saint, okay? Sometimes... the algorithms know me better than I know myself, it would seem. And Instagram is very good. They spend a lot of money keeping you engaged on this platform. They keep you showing you things that you want to see. So typically my discovery mode is a lot of adorable animals, some football stuff, and large breasts. Attached to women, generally. I don't know why, but apparently I'm into that, and it turns out that I am into that. And I found this, there's so many of these accounts with just women who are barely clothed online that have hundreds of thousands, if not millions of followers who just make money being a very attractive woman, which partially makes me jealous and partially makes me want to go on a mass shooting spree, but nevertheless leaves me excited down below.
May I ask you a personal question?
Sure. Anything.
And you not lie to me?
Absolutely not. I would never do that.
Well, but I was wondering, do you subscribe to any person's OnlyFans?
None. Never. I never would on principle alone, because you could find it for free. Now, there's been times where I've been close. I'm not going to lie. There's been ones that I've just been like, oh, my God, I have to see what you look like nude. You're putting it out there almost. And I'm too curious. Curiosity is going to kill me. I have to see what you look like nude. However, I found a handy trick, which is you go online and Google that person's screen name and handle. And sure enough, someone posts. You know, someone else who's a subscriber will put some on the internet somewhere. And then once I see him once I see the boobs once, I'm like, got it. Thanks. The rest is all up here and I will use to my discretion. But yeah, I know what they look like now.
What is bizarre to me is that you hear about people making, you know, six figures a month on OnlyFans. And it's not like just one person. Like there's, I presume, hundreds, if not thousands. Shut up, cat. Hundreds, if not thousands of people, women mostly, who are making, you know, 20, not 20 million a year, but many of them make $50,000 to $100,000 a month on OnlyFans. Now, in my small subsect of people I know on this planet, and again, not that I discuss this openly, but I have yet to meet one person, and again, I could just not know, but I've never had one person openly tell me, I subscribe to this person's OnlyFans. I've never met that person. I'm sure maybe I have, and, you know, it just never came up or something like that. But you would think that with so many people subscribing, well, actually, I take that back, because a lot of these guys that are subscribing probably have wives and girlfriends, and they probably don't want people knowing that they're subscribing to some chicks only fans. But I am also confused, because much of what you pointed out before, a lot of nudity is online for free, or almost nudity, you know, like a lot of girls' Instagrams are pretty racy. Like, you don't see the nipple, but you see everything else, and that's free, and porn is free. So why are people subscribing to OnlyFans when you can get pornography for free? Or is it the DMs and the personal messaging, and that's really where the money is?
I think that's probably the case with some people out there. I wouldn't care about the DMs. Sometimes it's just an infatuation that you have with a certain look, and you're just into this look, and you go, I have to, I'm assuming anyways, I've never done, like I said, I have workarounds with this. If it's somebody that I'm just too intrigued by, you know, you find a Google search website, and it's there, and you enjoy that, and then you move on with your life. I find that to be the best. Let me take off this stupid back. I need a producer. If anybody there is able to produce this thing, knows how to use StreamYard, email me, thehomemadebroadcast@gmail.com. Have an opening. I can't pay you anything, by the way, but if you want to do it, that would be awesome.
Delicious.
So I think part of it is just you find that fetch. I did see an article, I think it was in the New York Post, and it was a husband who hid from his wife the amount of money that he was spending on OnlyFans, and it was a lot.
Because I imagine if you're subscribing to someone's OnlyFans, it's probably not just one person. Like, you probably got a few people that you're following, that you're getting content from. But I think what I've heard most OnlyFans models or people say, at least what I've heard on podcasts, is that the majority of the money is from, like, DMs. Because I think it costs money for people to, like, send a message and then for you to respond, you know, and that response is, I don't know, maybe, like, $10 a text or whatever, you know, that sort of thing. But, I mean, a lot of it is just subscriptions. And I'm just baffled by the fact that men are paying for nudity when nudity is free.
Yeah, it's and just... Yeah,
it's very strange. But again, I also understand, like, if there's, like, a celebrity status, like a Cardi B sort of thing, right? Where this person is a celebrity, you're intrigued by them, you hear about them a lot, so you kind of have more of a vested interest in them because they're more a part of, like, our pop culture. But in terms of, like, these random, like, moms, but there's a fetish for everything, and I get that, but there's MILF porn. Like, you could see these people banging. Why do you just want to see a picture of their nipple? Like, that doesn't make any sense to me. But
yeah, I think it's just the infatuation with a certain look, a certain thing that you are able to pay for. Some people are into that. I have friends that are into the, or at least one friend who's into the, or was at one point into the kind of daddy lifestyle where he would just, like, give chicks money. Some dudes are into that. So maybe it has something to do with that, too. But I found through my Instagram algorithm a particular woman where, and usually I just kind of scroll through these things and go, oh, nice, nice. But I was like, it stopped me in my tracks, and I didn't really know why at first, where I was like, oh my God, this lady is too perfect. Then I started to get a little suspicious. Now, I'm going to bring her up here, Anna, and I want you to look at this person, this thing. Actually, I'm not even comfortable calling her a person. Look at this thing and tell me, can you see? Are you able to see this?
Yes.
Okay. What stands out to you about this thing?
Her boobs.
Okay. Okay. Anything else?
She kind of looks like a robot a little bit.
Bingo. Pause. Because you're absolutely right. Something is going on with it. It doesn't seem real. Look at the background of some of these. There's one where she's in an office and it just looks fake. Where is it? Scrolling. Oh, she's got the Ukraine thing, the Ukraine flag. That's good. Doesn't that look like a this tennis one here, doesn't that kind of look like a fake background? Like she's in front of a green screen?
Yeah, but backgrounds can be fake and people can be real, so...
Okay, what about this one? This one looks like...
It looks like it's airbrushed. It looks like it's Photoshop, but that's not Photoshop. New.
Okay, but doesn't this background just... It's suspicious, right? You're just... Look at the sharp edges around here. It's unnatural. Something doesn't look right about this. Are we in agreement? I
mean, there could be bad Photoshop pictures where the background is Photoshopped, along with the model as well. Wow. Wow.
She has great proportions. I mean, freakish proportions where I don't think people are supposed to look like that.
Unfortunately, I don't think that this is, you know, obviously real. If this is a real person, she's clearly, well, maybe not clearly. She looks like she's somewhat enhanced breast-wise, but also it seems like she is seriously Photoshopped and airbrushed.
Yes. Okay.
Yeah, I like both. So, yeah. Now, okay. Is this, what's her name, this alleged person? Is it a bot? I don't even...
Well, the name is Olivia Claudia Mota Casta, and she has a website, okay. OliviaCasta.com, and she's got 1.2 million followers, as you can see right here, which is shocking. And, yes. You know, it bothered me for some reason. I couldn't figure out why exactly. Well, because I don't feel like anybody looks like this. This is
what
like
what do the captions read? Just like an emoji or something?
Yes. Okay. There's no,
that's also a little suspicious.
No personality at all. Her stories are just more photos like this. There's none of her talking and out with friends or it's just very, she has the same expression in every photo, looking straight ahead with typically her breasts kind of popped out a little bit. And if you're listening to this audio, I encourage you to go back and watch the live stream, or you can find this woman at Olivia Casta XX on Instagram if you want to see what we're looking at here. But something's off. Something's not right. And it just concerned me for some reason. I couldn't really put my finger on why, but it was just too artificial. And then I was talking about this on the show with Johnny, and I put up a poll, like, is this person real or not? And the results were 51% said yes, 49% said no.
Okay, so it's pretty much a house divided.
Pretty much. So then I did a little more snooping. Let me pull this up here. Again, if you are interested in producing this show, I would encourage you to please send me an email at thehomemadebroadcast@gmail.com. All right, I need to pull up this site now. Share the screen. Share. Video. Nope. Share screen. Brave tab. And then we're going with this one. Share. Okay. And then we're going to pop this up right here. All right, so this is what I found, Anna. This is that girl.
Whoa, her eyes look like they're pointing different directions.
Yeah, a little bit. She's got a little bit of a wonky thing going on there. But, I mean, that's...
You notice eyes once you scroll down a little further?
I didn't really notice it in other ones, but this could be... It could be this thing, because it says that she's a model and influencer who's garnered a legion of followers online thanks to her good looks and incredible body. She has an OnlyFans where she does post nude photos alongside of an assortment of other risque photos. There was some controversy on the internet that Olivia Casta might actually be this model called Maria Tretjakova, a Russian model who is using the face app Teen Filter to make herself look much younger. Now, this hasn't been confirmed, but as you can see here, they look very similar, right? And one of them just kind of has this filter on it, and then this is her.
Well, looking at this, I can see that obviously go up a little bit.
Yeah.
The skin looks obviously... we see less lines on the one on the right. She has a bigger eyeball, the head ratio on the right, which is indicative of being younger, bigger eyes, whiter eyes. What else do I notice? Her nose is a little bit different. And her lips might be slightly enhanced. But yes, she looks obviously very similar, but there are significant differences.
So I thought this might just be an artificial intelligence profile. I've heard of these where these people make these personas on Instagram, but they're not real. They're all just like these deep fake videos of.
This could be like a deep fake.
Well, that's situation. That's what I was thinking, but now I'm leaning more towards this theory that it's actually this older model who's using this face, you know, app to make herself a different person because she's doubling up. I mean, it's pretty smart.
Do we have any body shots of this older model?
I'm sure that I can find some, but they tend to be explicit, and I don't want to get kicked off YouTube. If you want to look her up, though, folks, it's Maria Tretjakova, Tretjakova, and Maria is the first name, and there was some videos that I saw of her nude.
Is it Marie Ja? Oh, no, it's Maria.
It's okay. Maria, according to this. Now, I don't know how your reliable cavemancircus.com is. But that's according to them. So the sleuths on the internet also point out that the moles underneath her right clavicle line up perfectly and that they have similar ears, as filters don't change ears, but Anna, they can actually change the shape of your nose and other features, which, you know,
her hairline is the same as well. If you see how like the hair is parted,
yeah,
where you kind of have the baby hairs, it's not quite a widow's peak, but you see how it kind of comes down a little bit,
right? Right.
Yeah, that's also very similar.
Yeah.
So
I'm thinking this is just some Russian model chick who's doubling up. She's got her own, you know, OnlyFans under Maria, and then she's got this new one under the... And she's a freak. I think she does have these proportions, whether they're done by a man or not.
You filter the body as well. Yes. You know, it's not just... If anything, the body's a lot easier to filter because it's not as... You know, the face, you have a lot of features that are really close together, so people pay a lot of attention to it. But with, like, Photoshop and the body, it's a lot easier because, you know, you can make the right arm a little bit longer than the left or something, and no one's really going to notice because they're not right next to each other. Mm. So the body's actually a lot easier to fib. If you can fib the face, everything else is pretty easy.
Right. Well, I found it absolutely fascinating. I felt lied to, though. I felt bad.
Why? Because you believed everything on... That was true to begin with?
No, I didn't. I didn't believe it at all. At no point did I believe that this was a real person. And I followed the account to figure out what it was exactly, why it was bugging me so much. But now I know, and I'm leaning towards that this Olivia Casta woman is not a real woman at all. It's in fact Maria Tretjakova. Mm-hmm. So I mean, kind of real, kind of AI. That's the wave of the future, right there. I want to find out a way to, because I also saw that she'll be like, oh, check it out. Look what I'm wearing. And she'll put it in a story. Like, I'm wearing this cool lingerie thing and you can buy it. I'm putting it up for auction. You can buy it. And I was thinking like, is this some Russian dude like buying lingerie and spraying some perfume on it and then, you know, shipping it off to whatever dummy, you know, purchases this thing? I don't know.
It's really interesting. I listened to a lot of the, this is weird. I feel like this is an interest I've had probably since I was 18, but I listened to a lot of like the manosphere of content in terms of like when I was in college, I was reading, you know, Neil Strauss, The Mystery Method, all that sort of thing, gaming. I've always had an interest in like mating strategies, attraction between men and women, the differences, the similarities, et cetera, et cetera. I feel like a lot of what the like manosphere talks about now, do you know who this guy named Rollo Tomassi is?
No.
He wrote this book, I guess, called the Rational Male. And it's about like dating, not dating, but more about like attraction and how to get women attracted to you. Not necessarily, I wouldn't call him like a relationship guru or anything like that. It's more like the nuts and bolts of attraction sort of a thing. And I feel like people like him and others talk a lot about this sort of, you know, how social media is kind of causing problems because it's oversaturating your brain with stuff that doesn't actually exist. So like you hear a lot about people, especially young men. Andrew Huberman, the neuroscientist out of Stanford, talks about like porn addiction. And so a lot of men are having arousal issues because when they get into an actual sexual situation with the female, like they find it very underwhelming because it's not like crazy porn because it's real life. But if you're oversaturating your brain
with like hardcore porn, then real life sex seems really uninteresting and sort of just boring. I think the same would go with like with images like this, where you have men who are attracted to these women who aren't real, you know? And so that not only obviously, you know, hurts women in the sense that like we have these standards that aren't real, but also with men that they're constantly trying to find this fantasy woman that doesn't exist because really nobody looks like that. Or like such a small, tiny proportion of women actually look as good at in person as they do online, that they're it should be essentially statistically zero. So it's like everybody is left trying to get to this ideal that doesn't exist and everyone is left disappointed. So I don't know.
Have you ever heard of the concept of hyper reality?
Why don't you give me some details on that?
I'm looking at the Wikipedia page right now, and it says it captures the inability of consciousness to distinguish reality from the simulation of reality. And we're really coming to, this was a concept developed many, many years ago, but we're coming up to the point now where, yeah, that woman is not real, but we're getting to the point now where we can put on these VR goggles and head into the metaverse and meet that woman. Even though she's not real, we could see her face to face. I mean, eventually the smell technology is going to come along, the taste, the senses being able to plug into your brain. So while she's not real, she's almost more real than real, because you can just go into this fantasy land and fantasy world and actually come into contact.
But I feel like, and I agree with you, and the more that you can kind of mimic the five senses in terms of, like you said, like taste, smell, sight, or you could feel her, you know, obviously that's coming up with like AI and virtual reality and all that sort of stuff. But I also think that there's something to be said, and I know that we're getting kind of like into a sort of a philosophical discussion about, you know, virtual reality and whatnot, but I think there's something to be said of knowing that something isn't real. Does that make sense? Like, even if you can smell her and taste her and touch her and see her and feel her and all these sorts of things, the fact that you have the insight of knowing that it's not actually real must make it somewhat different in terms of like the connection, you know, like you can't really get that. Maybe you can mimic that high, that dopamine rush. I'm sure you can, but I feel like something in the brain that's telling you that it's not real, that it's not genuine, kind of waters down the experience in a sense that it could never be mimicked. Like AI could never mimic that unless you convince the person that it is real, you know?
Yeah. Which I think we're going to get to a point too. We're just not going to be able to tell. Am I wearing a headset right now? I wouldn't even know. You know, there's movies like The Matrix that have touched on this, and you know, many
other. It's very Westworld like. Yeah. I don't know if you ever watched that.
Yeah, sure. Series. Yeah. Great show. I don't know. It might get to a point where we just can't tell the difference anymore. But I found that fascinating, and I was shocked and appalled and still kind of horny after finding out this information. So I wanted to get your take on it. 813-693-2124 is the voice and text message line. You can email us at thehomemadebroadcast@gmail.com. And have you changed your mind? This is a hell of a transition. Have you changed your mind about abortion yet, Anna?
Oh, no.
Okay. No posts from anybody. No, declarations, exclamations.
I did have a very constructive conversation with my sister about this topic, actually.
Really?
And I mean, I think I've talked to you about my sister before, but historically we have not seen eye to eye in regards to politics for a very long time. You know, she's a product of her environment, as am I. I would lie to say that, you know, I'm not, obviously. She definitely, I think, is more in an echo chamber than I am, because I have people that think differently that are in my circle, like in my inner circle, that think differently than me, and I don't think anything less of them. I just think that we think differently about things, and that's fine. But with her situation, it seems like, you know, the media she watches, the friends that she surrounds herself with all have this sort of monolithic way of thinking about everything. It's like there's a script. So I think that she's more of a victim of that than I am. But we had a very constructive conversation, and I really felt like there was a breakthrough. No minds or hearts were changed, but she at least understood where I was coming from, which is huge, you know, to not vilify the other side and go, I don't agree with you, but I understand where you're coming from. Like, that's massive. That's everything, actually. So, but no, I haven't changed anything.
Okay. And I wonder
if... Which is, I don't care.
Right.
And I think that's the stance as well.
Yeah. Yeah, we have a mutual person that we know that is just going off on this topic. And it's somebody I like to not make fun of necessarily, but just point out and kind of shake my head at, because, and you had a really good text where you went, I wish that my point of view was so low resolution, which I thought was very intuitive, because it's so, and people live in this binary of, well, I'm either, you know, pro this and anti this, and that there's real in betweens, but there's so much.
There's no nuance.
Yeah.
Nuance is the lost art, you know.
And it's not only in this topic, but I mean everything. And people just tend to take hard line, boom, I'm this, and period. That's all. And any sort of deviation from that, a lot of people are willing to cut you out of their lives, or claim that they will anyways, and very vocal about it online, which is a very low danger zone, as far as it's just an easy thing to do. To show your devotion and loyalty to this subject and virtue signal to, you know, your peer group. Low investment, though. It doesn't really mean anything. I saw a bunch of people, we talked about it, saying they're not going to celebrate 4th of July, and you knew for a fact that they were shoving hot dogs, you know, in their mouth at a rapid pace, and they would like any excuse to get drunk during the day where they're not an alcoholic, they're celebrating. So you knew for a fact that they were, in fact, celebrating, but they claimed that they weren't. And that low resolution where you're just like, I'm this, period. I almost admire it to a certain extent, because it's...
I don't admire it. I envy it.
Okay, that's a better word. Because just to not be able to sit on that fence and go, well, you know, I kind of see this. Even just that mention, like, well, that statement right there was somebody who's like that will start a revolution potentially in your relationship with these people. And that's why I think they tend to win a lot of times. Win or lose, depending on how you look at it. I guess the worst case scenario is they would be out of your life, and maybe that would be a good thing. I don't know. But this person, too, was claiming that they were going to do this thing, that old Greek mythical tale where these women said they weren't going to have sex with men if they didn't stop fighting this war. I forget what it's called. Do you remember?
Oh, was it part of like the Iliad or something, like the Odyssey? Something like that.
Let me see if I can find it real quick.
Homer.
Listeria. Oh, Lysistrata. That's what it is. Anyway, a short synopsis is that two warring tribes are fighting. Women say, we're not going to bang these guys unless they stop fighting. And then the guys stop. It's a tale. A tale as old as time, okay?
Yeah.
And so a lot of women are claiming that they're not going to sleep with men if this Roe versus Wade decision continues, which I think that a lot of them think that it's banned now, that the process of the procedure of terminating this pregnancy is banned, but it's really just getting left up to states now. Maybe not, but I think some of them at least think that. And this person claimed that she was not going to be showing her breasts anymore online until this gets, I guess, resolved one way or another.
And I don't know about you, but I've seen this person on social media since, and it seems like she's forgotten her previous post. Because, I mean, yeah, I didn't see any nipple, but I mean, I saw everything else. She likes. I believe this person had a breast augmentation, and she paid a lot of money for those boobies, and she wants to show them off, which is totally fine. But I think she forgot that she said she wasn't going to do that.
Yeah, I've spent more time than I would care to admit watching her live streams about the worst takes, some of the worst takes that I've ever heard, but she looks so dang good doing it. So I've spent more time than I probably should have.
Now, have you seen this person without makeup on?
I have, and it is disturbing.
What do you think about that discrepancy, because there's a big one.
It is. Now, that's kind of the case with any woman, though. They can have such a broad variation of where they can go. They can be a 5.
But some people range more than others.
She's got a big range. Because yeah. without any sort of...
eyebrows?
Yeah, she's probably realistically... I mean, her bod is really good. So even... Yeah. But her face, really good. But when she has makeup on, she's all done up. She's probably an 8. So she could go from a 5 to an 8.
I would probably even give her a higher score than that. I would probably go 8.3, 8.4. Like, with makeup, she looks very good. But again, a lot of that's filtered and stuff. But at the end of the day, the end final product is a solid 8.4 for me, I think.
Yeah, I think that's probably fair. And you had another good comment, too, about something about valuing, like, that's how they value themselves, is their body. I forget how you worded it.
So we can go till 55, just FYI. I think that, and I heard this guy, Rolo Tomasi, I hate quoting these guys. They make a lot of great points. They make a lot of bad points as well. But anyways, this guy made a good point. I was listening to him a few days ago, and he was saying that a lot of women conflate their sexual worth with their personal worth. They think it's the same thing. And a lot of times it is, if that's the only thing that you have to offer. Right. So if you're, you know, getting a little bit older and maybe not as, you know, listed as high on the sexual market because you're 35 instead of 23, you know, your sexual worth, you know, may go down, but that doesn't necessarily mean your personal worth goes down. If anything, that probably goes up because you're more educated, you're wiser, you have more years under your belt, hopefully you've acquired more knowledge, you know, all those sorts of things. But, you know, with women, oftentimes if your looks fade, so does your, you know, your sexual value is essentially everything, because that's what men value the most in women across the board. It has nothing to do with culture and everything to do with just the way that our brains are wired, the way that men's brains are wired. And so I think it's often funny that, you know, women, many, not all obviously, but, you know, clamor to be heard and not to be objectified, but they consistently and frequently objectify themselves, which is fine. But then, like, don't get upset if someone doesn't, you know, value your brain when you're telling them with your words and actions to value your body. So I just think that that is just something to be, you know, it's noteworthy.
Well,
I feel like a lot of women have devolved into, like, petulant children. I hate saying that, but it's true. And I know you didn't say it, but it seems that it's, like, they're just, like, demanding to be respected instead of, like, earning respect, or, like, demanded to be promoted instead of, you know, earn it, like, men had to, or like meritocracy is out the window and you should promote me because I'm a woman and you should support other women because they're women. It's like, we literally have nothing in common, but, you know, a chromosome. Like, I don't care about you. Why would I ever care about you? Like, I don't stand with women. I stand with myself and people I like, you know? So I find it to be really obnoxious. And it's, to me, when I see women doing that, it's literally the opposite of empowering. It's like, the only way that I can get attention and for people to look and listen to me is if I show my breasts. It's like, how is that empowering? That's right. Just like flashing a light and everyone looks at the light. It's like, you know, what kind of value are you really providing? And then also, you know, you're also, of course, an expert on politics and science and gender and biology. Just by virtue of having the parts doesn't mean that you are, you know, an expert on anything. So, I don't know. I find it to be obnoxious, and I really feel like these women are making it worse for people like me. So,
Well, you said,
or maybe better, because then it's like a more clear cut divide. Like, I'm not like that, clearly. So.
Yeah. Well, you said, I thought this was a good way to put it, that because these people also demand that you have their opinions, and they expect you to have your opinion. And you said that she's a perfect example of that she expects more of a man than she does of herself.
Yeah, I see this all the time with, you know, and I see this sort of thing. I saw it on, like, YouTube and sometimes social media when I was on there more, about how, like, I feel like this is a common trope, but, like, you shouldn't give away, what is it? What's the term? Like, don't do wifely duties for girlfriend prices, like that sort of obnoxious cliche. But then you want to look for a man who has good husband qualities. So it's like, okay, he's showing you that he's a good provider and all this stuff, but you're not going to really go the extra mile unless he puts a ring on it. So it's like, well, shouldn't you dress for the job that you want? You know what I mean? Like, if you're trying to show that you're you have wifely sort of tendencies and characteristics, shouldn't you be displaying them? Like, he's not going to know you have them unless you show him. But then you expect that of him, you know? So yeah. I see this a lot in, like, the date. I follow a lot of, like, the Matthew Hussey relationship kind of guru. And it's like, and even Joe Rogan was saying this, it's like, be someone that you would want to date. Like, forget about, like, looking at, I want a guy who's like this, or a girl likes this, or this, or this. It's like, why don't you be that person and be attractive to other people? Like, if you, you know, that's kind of the thing I was telling myself for many years is like, okay, well, I can't really control everything. I can try, but I can't control everything about, like, who I'm dating and who I'm gonna meet, but I can work on myself. I have control over that. So I'm gonna just be the person that I would want to date. So, I mean, that's kind of just how I look at things. A lot of people don't.
Well, it's weird how you get so extreme on these fringes that you just become normal. I saw a post. It was a meme I saw on Twitter, but it was a comment on Reddit about much like, we're not going to bang these dudes anymore if this procedure is outlawed. And we need to enter some sort of, I'm paraphrasing here, but we need to enter some sort of contract where they're able to care for us financially, and you know, a contract that they're not just going to pick up and leave and do all this stuff. And we have that, and we've had it for millennia. That's called marriage. That's just what it is. So you're so extreme now and so fringe that you're totally normal now. Way to go.
Right.
What a fight this was to get where everybody agrees.
Right. A full circle thing.
Time is a flat circle. All right, then that's it for this week. Please join me on the Johnny B Show 5 days a week, 8 to 10 p.m. on 102.5 The Bone, except for Wednesdays, 10 to midnight after Ask the Dom. It's a good lineup over there. You'll enjoy it if you enjoy talk radio. So I hope you'll check that out as well. And have a great week. Subscribe on iTunes. Give it 5 stars. Share it with your friends. You know, these are small things that you could do to really help out the show, and I do appreciate it very much. If you're feeling very generous, you can go over to hmbradio.com/donate and with ways to do that there, but you know, you don't have to, whatever. My name is Will Koontz. Thanks so much for tuning in. If you're listening on Radio St. Pete, stay tuned. Frank Rivera's Jazz Show is up next, followed by The Indie Circuit. If you're listening on podcast, thank you. See you on YouTube between 5 and 6 p.m. Wednesday evenings. Ugh. A lot of talking this week. All right, I'll go now. Will Koontz, HMB Radio on Radio St. Pete. Goodbye.
You have found The Homemade Broadcast on RadioSt.Pete.com.